Okay, so we wanted to finish the Shulchan Aruch, at least the Sifim that we've learned the relevant Gemara. So we're up to Sif Vav. Ovar kol hayoim v'loy hispalol musaf ein lo tashlumin. We learned that last time, says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Chof. Teheich yikro ha-korbonais v'kvar ovru zman musaf. So musaf is different to other tefillahs. It is not subject to the halachas of tashlumin. We actually saw elsewhere that musaf also cannot be a tashlumin. So if you missed out Shacharis, it won't help to do two Musafs. That's not an option. Okay, that we learned last time. So let's see Sif Zayin, we'll see Sif Ches as well, and then Be'ez Hashem we'll get back to our Gemara. Hezid, v'loy hispalel tefillah achas, if somebody purposely did not daven, ein lo tashlumin, then there is no concept of tashlumin whatsoever. That we saw in the Gemara, that's called a mu'uvas, she'en yochel liskoin. It's too bad. Afilu betfila hasmucha lo, that's it. Ve'im rotza, if he so wants, yispalal oisan adova. Then you can daven a voluntary tefillah. And here comes a chiddush. Ve'einoi tzorech chiddush. You do not need to be mechadish. Normally, when one offers a tefillah nadova, with no good reason, one has to be mechadish something. Over here, one does not. We'll see in a moment why. Im mispalal oisa. If indeed you do daven this nedova tefillah in proximity to the one you missed out, then you do not need to add anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Aleph. Hezid. Umi shebo lebeis haknesses somuch la'arvis. Now imagine somebody would come to shul close to Ma'arif time. Vehispalel arvis. Mibo'id yoim va'adayin lo'i hispalel mincha. So here you have a fascinating shaila. We know there exists the concept of davening an early ma'ariv. One can daven an early ma'ariv. Now we know that many do this, for example, on Friday night for practical reasons, but essentially Shulchan Aruch talks about people who do this on every night, and I think up to this very day there's some shuls who have an early ma'ariv. Now, without getting involved for the moment of is it mutter to daven early ma'ariv, we'll assume for our purposes, yes, it is mutter. However, if you haven't yet davened mincha, obviously you're not supposed to daven ma'ariv before you've davened mincha. So imagine you come to shul, and technically speaking, it's still daytime. The shul that you attend are now davening ma'ariv, because they make early ma'ariv. So you join them. What are you supposed to do? Forget what this fellow did. What you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to daven mincha as they daven ma'ariv. Even though it's a different tefillah to yours, but you cannot daven ma'ariv because you haven't daven mincha. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if he did daven ma'ariv together with them because he thought that's what you're supposed to do, daven ma'ariv b'tzibur? So, if you ask him, did you deliberately miss out mincha, he'll tell you, definitely I did. I chose to miss out mincha. But he didn't do it out of negligence because he couldn't care less. He just got the halacha wrong. So says the Mishnah Berurah again. Let's have a look at Sifkot and Chof Aleph. Umi shebo lebeis haknesses. If somebody came to the shul, somuch la'arvis, what does it mean, somuch la'arvis? It means close to nightfall, but it wasn't nightfall. Vehispalel arvis mibo'id yoim, and he daven mariv whilst it was still day, which technically is mutter to do. However, v'adayin lo hispalol mincha. But he hadn't yet daven mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, av shelechatchila, even though in the first instance, shaloi kahoigen also. What does that mean, shaloi kahoigen? It's not proper. Even though it's improper, that which he did. Why is it improper? Shahoy aloi lehispalel. Tfilas Yud Ches, because really he should have davened Shmoyne Esra L'Shem Mincha for the purpose of Mincha V'oid, as long as Shehakohol Mispalalin Arvis, comma. So therefore he certainly did the improper thing, because the proper thing would have been to daven Mincha whilst they were davening Ma'ariv, but Mikol Mokoyim nonetheless Ein L'damoisoy Lehezid v'loy hispalel. You cannot compare that to a case of, quote-unquote, hezid v'loy hispalel. You cannot call that a mezid. So this is a slight chiddush. You might, in theory, have said, listen, at the end of the day, he deliberately didn't mincha. He didn't forget. No, it's not the same. Why? Kiven sha'adayin loy ovar zman ha'mincha. Because at the end of the day, the time for mincha hasn't gone past. When we talk about mezid, we mean mezid as in you deliberately bypass mincha, now the zman has gone past. At this particular time, when you davened, it was the zman of mincha, it's just that you davened ma'arif. V'afim tim tzaloi ma'arif, and if you tell me, she'i ef shaloi lehispalel tfilasa mincha bo'oysoi shor. Now, even though it's true, having davened ma'arif with the tzibur, but it's still daytime, are you allowed to daven mincha now? The answer is no, you can't. Why not? But it's still the zman mincha. No, the answer is, kiven shekvar osoi Laila, because he has made it for himself into night. How so? But Tfilas Arvis, with davening his ma'arif. Mikol Mokoim, lo yehe elo Arvis Shtayim. So rather, he should daven ma'arif twice, but he's already davened once. So v'hashniya l'tashlum mincha. So the second one will have to be the tashlum mincha. So you can't go and actually daven a mincha. Why not? Because even though it's broad daylight outside, but he's made it in tonight by virtue of the fact that he davened ma'arif. But, on the other hand, we cannot consider this a mezid. Mezid means you deliberately missed out davening and you've lost the whole zman of tefillah. That's not the case. Therefore he'll daven another tefillah, not as a mincha, but rather as a tashlumin for mincha. Now, v'im hu Rosh Chodesh, if it is Rosh Chodesh, is Yazkir Ya'alav Yovei Gam B'Shniyo. So I'll mention Ya'alav Yovei in both davenings. Kiven Shekva Kibul Olov Rosh Chodesh. Because he has been makabel on himself, Rosh Chodesh. Bameh Shehizkir Boi Ya'alav Yovei. When he said Ya'alav Yovei in his first davening, so what is he announcing? That as far as I'm concerned, it's as if it's nightfall, as if it's Rosh Chodesh. Fine, so therefore the Tashlumin is the same. V'hu Adin Im Irakein B'Shabbos. The exact same thing will be on Shabbos. Imagine you came to shul on Friday afternoon and they're davening Ma'ariv, early Ma'ariv, and you haven't davened Mincha, so you daven Ma'ariv with them. So you cannot now go and daven Mincha, even though it's broad daylight. Why can't you now go and daven Mincha? Because you've already made it night, you've made it Shabbos. What would you do? You do another tefillah for Shabbos. Okay, now we'll miss out the next line, it's a whole discussion. Go to the end of the first very wide line. Mishabura says, in mine at least, it's on the end of the... In your case, it's the second line. Mi shehispalel b'mokoyim shehoyo ra'u lehistapeik b'tsoyo. This is a very, very important shaila. We know you're not allowed to daven in a place where there's an unpleasant smell, where there's tsoyo, excrement. Now, there is a very big distinction to be made in halacha. What happens if you davened, and unbeknown to you, for some reason you didn't smell it, but it turns out there was tzoya there? Because the issa to daven where there's tzoya is not necessarily dependent on whether you can smell it or not. It's the very fact that it's there. So even if it happened to be there and it was covered in a way that you can't smell it, but under some circumstances, it's nonetheless osa to daven there. So now we have an interesting question. What happens if you davened and it turns out there was tzoyo there? So we have to make a distinction between one case in which you had no good grounds to be concerned that it was there in the first place, as opposed to a situation where actually you should have suspected it would be there. And this, by the way, is a very negea shaila where people have young children at home. If you have a young child at home who has a diaper, so you might have to be choshesh, there could be tzoyo there, and therefore before you want to bench, for example, you'd have to check. Now, if you davened in a way where really you should have been choshesh, there was definitely grounds for concern that tzoyo was in the vicinity, and you didn't bother checking, and you davened. And guess what? Before you know it, the time of tefillah has now elapsed. So your first davening is not considered a davening. Because if you daven in the close vicinity of tzoya, at least in a situation where you should have been concerned it was there, then you're not yotze the tefillah. So now the big question will be, Beseder, is that called mezid or not? Because the mezid that we've always been used to is, I didn't daven. Here, I did daven. It's just that I wasn't yotze my davening. So do you say, Beseder, that's the same thing. What's the difference whether you didn't daven at all, or I did daven, but in a manner that I'm not yotze the davening? The bottom line is, you didn't daven. Says Mr. Brook.
Does that count for benching also?
In some cases, yes. If somebody davened in a place where it was ro'u lehistapik, what does that mean, ro'u lehistapik? He should have doubted, he should have been concerned, b'tzoya. Meaning, we're not talking about an area where there's absolutely no basis for a chashash whatsoever. No, he davened in a place where there was very good grounds to be concerned there was tzaya, and would you know, guess what? Umotza achakach tzaya. And indeed, not much of a surprise. He found tzaya afterwards. Why is it not a surprise? Because we're talking about a mokim where there was definitely grounds for concern. Demuchach le'el b'siman ayin vov. If you have a look in siman ayin vov, it says over there, shetzorich lachzor ulehispalel. He's got to go and daven again. Why? Lefi sheposha. What does it mean, sheposha? He was negligent. Shehoyaloi livdoik. Because he should have checked. Because we're talking about an area in which there was definitely grounds for concern that this might be the case. So that's with regard to davening again, says the Mishnah Brura. Hu hadin. The same is true. De poisheya umezid. Mikri le'inyan zeh. So too, it's called the poshea with regard to. What does it mean, le'inyan zeh? With regard to our subject. Not only is it considered a poshea with regard to siman ayin vov, that you'd have to daven again, but so too with regard to luchas tashlumin. Therefore, de'im be'es kashamotza. If at the time that he found the tzoya kvar ovar zman tfila, and I'm sorry to tell you, su ein loy tashlumin achakach. She's got no tashlumin. So again, the end of the day, let's say, was 6 o'clock in the evening. He daven mincha when? At 20 to 6. Just before the shkia, everything is fine and dandy. 6 o'clock now comes and goes, it's now nightfall. And at 6:05 or 6:10, whatever it is, suddenly you see he's over there on the floor, this tzoya. And we're talking about a mokoim where it was ro'u lehistapik, where you should have been concerned that there was. Now, one second. Had he found this tzoya before nightfall, what would we have told him?
If daven again?
That's like called deliberately not davening. Well, then the same is true when the time has elapsed and it's now nightfall, what will we say? Daven again, but you can't. Why can't you? Because it's amazed. And if somebody didn't daven b'mezid, and there's no tashlumin, you, as far as we're concerned, you did not daven b'mezid. That's as good as amazed, because you davened in an area, you should have checked, you couldn't be bothered, there was definitely concern that there might be tzoil there, and indeed there was.
You still can do a nadova, right?
You can always do a nadova. Same as hazadin of amazed, you can always do a nadova.
Can it be covered over?
Yeah, so we're not getting involved in all the halachas. You have to know, does a cover help? Does it depend on whether you can see it, whether you can smell it? Now, Mishnah Berurah Chof Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need a chiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry to tell you, v'habach, v'hagro, pasku, d'tzarech chiddush. That you do need a chiddush. Why? Because as far as they're concerned, this is a total tefillas nedava. Meaning, what's the discussion over here? A normal tefillas nedava means there's absolutely no grounds whatsoever for any chiv at all to daven, and I just volunteer, I want to go and daven. So we say, add a chiddush. Over here, the grounds to go and daven are very posh, because I missed out the last tefillah. But on the other hand, say the Bach and the Vilna Goyim, because there is no tashlumin on a tefillas mezid, Therefore, your tefillas nedava is a total voluntary tefillah without any basis. Why? Because the halacha at the end of the day is, if you don't daven b'mezid, there is no tashlo min nakuda. Period. Finished. You want to offer another tefillah? That's your prerogative. We've got to add some chiddush. Okay, one more sifah Shulchan Aruch, and with this we'll finish for the moment, then we'll get back to our sugya. Says the Shulchan Aruch sifches, very interesting case. Mi sheloi hispalel, ba'oid sheyesh loy zman lehispalel. Now remember, we discussed this shaila at length once. Somebody who didn't daven because he still got time. You don't have to daven the first mincha of the day. You got all afternoon to do so. Shasavar sha'adayin yishoy leizman. He thought that he'll still have time to daven. Achar sheyigmoir. He thought he was going to daven after he finishes. Oisoy esek shehu misasek boy. This particular activity that he is involved with. And guess what? Ubein kach, ubein kach. And in the meanwhile, Avra loy hasha'a. The time passed. V'chein. So too, a similar case. We haven't yet paskened what's halach in the first case. But so too, in the similar case, v'chein mi shehaya torud. If somebody was torud, what does it mean torud? He was preoccupied. B'tzorech memoinoi. With some financial needs of his, shelo yovo elidei hefsed, that he was worried he might come to some financial loss. And therefore, he was very preoccupied and busy trying to sort it out. Validei kach, and because of that, you're right, he didn't lose the money, but he lost something more precious than money. Hefsed mele hispalel, but he lost out his tefillah. Second case. Third case, in yono deyoimo, v'chein mi shehu shikor. If somebody is drunk, v'lo yispalel, three cases, kulam chashuvim anusim. They all considered an oynes, v'yesh lohem tashlumin. Now let's go in reverse order. Are all of those chidushim, they're not chidushim? If somebody is shikah, so on the one hand, I guess we do understand that it's considered an oynes, because if you're intoxicated, it's not your fault that you missed out davening. On the other hand, it is a little bit of a chiddush. Why? Because you're the one who got drunk in the first place. So that's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, that nonetheless that's called an oynes. In the second case, where you're preoccupied with your money, there's also a tremendous chiddush. It's all fine and well that you are concerned with your money, but who asked you to take care of your money when you didn't take care of your tefillah? Nonetheless, we say that, listen, because he was so concerned about his money, that's considered, as it were, as if it was beyond his control. Although, if you have a look, the Ramah concludes and he says, Miu l'chatchila lo yavar izman ha'tfilah mishum hefsed moment. You should not miss out davening because of hefsed moment, which is, by the way, is a phenomenal chiddush. Why is it a phenomenal chiddush? Because at this stage of the game, the Ramah does not stipulate what extent that financial loss is. He just says, do not miss out davening to take care of a financial loss. Well, how big is the financial loss? What happens if I daven now, I'm going to lose $1 million? And the truth is, the numbers maybe are not so important. Maybe more important is the proportion of my total assets. Imagine if the circumstances are that if I go now and daven and I don't take care of something now, I'm going to lose my whole house. So I've still got to go and daven. So the Ramah doesn't distinguish. We'll see in a moment there's a bi'ah halacha. Back to the first case. The first case is also a chiddush, because initially you thought, mistakenly, that I'll be able to finish whatever I'm doing before the end of Zman Tefillah. And before you knew it, whatever you're preoccupied with took so long, and guess what? The tefillah has come and gone. All of those cases are called Ein Sim, but everyone we understand full well is a chiddush. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Chof Gimel, Va'afilu im ha'esek, even if the particular activity that you're involved with, Hu mehadvarim hanizkarim b'simen reish lamed beis, le'issa mishehigia zman tefillah. If you look in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, it says that there's a whole list of activities that you're not allowed to be involved with at the Zman of Tefillah. So it says, don't sit down to take a haircut, don't sit down to take a meal. By the way, classic Shaila, you go to a chasana, and you haven't yet daven Maariv. Who says it's mutter to sit down and wash? Mi'ka Adin, it says you're not allowed to have a suda at the time of Zman Maariv, and there's a distinction to be made between a suda gedoila and a suda katana, but obviously a chasana is definitely considered a suda gedoila, and therefore there's a concern. You might be so preoccupied with the meal, it goes on for hours and hours and hours, and before you know it, you've lost your Maariv. Therefore, many debate whether there's any heter to do so. Maybe you have to daven Maariv and then you then eat. I'll call upon him, so the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you were involved in one of those types of activities, meaning the type of activity where, quite frankly, you are not really allowed to be involved with. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, for who? Hischil be'esek zeh be'issa, and he began the esek be'issa, but kiven shaloi bitel ha'tfilah. But at the end of the day, he was not mevatel the tefillah b'sha'ot nefesh. What does that mean with b'sha'ot nefesh?
Disregard.
With total disregard. He didn't do that. Elo, he thought mistakenly. Elo hoya sovor lehispalel, he thought he was going to daven, acha sheyigmoir ha'esek, after he finishes, v'shochach achakach. So in other words, he sat down for a big meal. It's absolutely osel alocha. Had he phoned his rov and said, am I allowed to sit down for this meal? The rov would have said no. But he did it nonetheless. Now, he didn't do it as a rosha. He did it making a mistake. What was his mistake? He thought, the meal will take me 2 hours, and after that, I'll look 1 hour to daven. And before you knew it, they served the third course, and the fourth course, and the fifth course, and they end up talking, and there, before you know it, ovaz man tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah is machadish to me, the Shulchan Aruch is telling me a chiddush, that's not called mezid. Why? Because he was never mevatel the tefillah b'sha'ot nefesh. B'sha'ot nefesh means with total disregard, I couldn't care less. That's considered mezid. This, although he was over in Issa, but you can't say he didn't care less. He did care, and he really wanted to daven, and he was planning on davening. It's just that things got out of hand, and before he knew it, ovar zman tefillah.
I hope he fell asleep. He fell asleep.
Falling asleep is also definitely not called a mezid. Like we mentioned last week, with regard to hadlakas neiros on Shabbos, you could debate whether it's called an oinus. Maybe it's only called a shoygeg, but with regard to tashlumin, we do not distinguish. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet. V'chein so to him hayatorod liknois. If he was busy buying the limker and selling schayroso, his merchandise, v'alideikach ovar zman hatfila. In other words, so basically you're in the office, bartering, trading, working. And before you know it, the zman tfila has elapsed. So that's not considered a mezid. That's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because the reason why you were involved in what you were doing was because you're worried about financial loss. So therefore, what is a mezid? We've got all these cases which are not a mezid. So clearly, what is a mezid? A mezid is somebody who tells you, as the Mishnah Berurah calls it, sha'ot nefesh. I couldn't care less. Leave me alone, I can't be bothered to daven. So, Beis Hashem, that should never be negeh halacha lemaisa. At worst, Mis Hashem, the other halacha also shouldn't be negeh. But if it is, at worst, more likely scenario is the cases that we're dealing with now, where you really are planning on davening, you're so preoccupied with something else, that before you know it, the time has elapsed. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in the Biur Halacha, look in the Bialocha, the one line Bialocha, the second bottom line of the page, Mihu Lechatchila. Very, 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 very important Bialocha. The Ramah said that Lechatchila, you're not supposed to allow the time of Tfilah to elapse just for the sake of financial reasons. Says the Bialocha, Ve'efsha de'beyoysa michoymesh nechosov einoy mechoyev. Maybe for more than a fifth of your nechasim, you're not mechuyev. I'm not sure why it's only an efsha. We have a principle, and it says as follows. The Gemara tells us that every mitzvah, or most mitzvahs, cost money. Nothing you could do about that. Now, if you want to be mahadir, then you should do so initially ad shlish. What does it mean, ad shlish? Until a third of the value of the price of the item that you're buying. So if you want to buy an esrog for $100, there's an inyan to do a hidur mitzvah. The Chiv of Hiddur takes you until $133. If you want to do more than that, $150, $200, you can do, you're not Mukhiv to do. But what happens if I am a very poor man, and in fact, I only have $200 to my name? So a fifth of my assets, the Gemara says, you only Mukhiv to spend on mitzvahs up to a fifth of your asset. So a fifth of my assets are $40. So if I can find an esrog for $40, that's fine. But if it costs me $50, I'm not mechuyev to do it. So says the Bi'alacha, even though the Ramah doesn't qualify his statements at all, and it sounds like for any financial loss this would be true, but says the Bi'alacha in the name of the Prima Godim, that maybe if we're talking about a case where he's going to lose a fifth of his estate or more than that, then you could allow tefillah to elapse. Now the truth of the matter is, I didn't see the Prima Godim inside, but I'm not quite sure at this stage, why is it only the Efsha? Why is it only the Efsha? That is the rule across the board. You don't have to spend more than a fifth of your money on mitzvahs. Therefore, if this person only owns, he's only got $1,000 to his name, and the situation is such that if he doesn't take care of something now, he's going to lose $300. That's more than a fifth. So he's got a choice. Either he's going to daven and thereby lose $300, or take care of the $300 and he's going to lose the davening. He says, there'll be aloha for efsha. For some reason, it's only an efsha. It's not definite. Then in that case, he can now miss out the davening. So the truth of the matter is, perhaps we can suggest why it's of an efsha. Can anybody think of a reason why it's of an efsha? Why is it only an efsha? L'chayir, that's the Gemara. The Gemara tells us beforehand, you're not mukhiyev to spend more than a fifth of your estate on mitzvahs. So why is the Bi'alacha saying ve'efsha, as if to say that actually maybe you are mukhiyev to lose the money? Why? So it could be because this case is actually a little bit worse. You're not paying for a mitzvah. Rather, it's a groma. You can't say that the cost of davening is $300. That's not what it costs. Davening is for free. Happens to be that that will cause indirectly a financial loss elsewhere. But imagine, for example, you want to go and daven with a minion, and there's no minion in your town, so you're going to have to charter a plane for $300 to take you to davening. Then you're right, you do not have to charter the plane, because that is the cost of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah never has to cost you more than a fifth of your estate. So that is the actual price of the davening. Because there's no other way to daven without it. Over here, the davening's not costing you any money. What is it? It's just a trade-off. If I daven, I'm going to lose this very important $300. But you cannot say that it costs $300 to daven. So I'm just suggesting. Maybe that's why the Prima Godim and the Bi'alacha just calls it Leva Efsha. Because you could put in a good argument, perhaps, to say that no, you are mechuyev to daven. You're going to lose $300. It's bad luck. That's not called overspending on a mitzvah. The mitzvah itself didn't cost me a single penny. Took a siddur, went to shul, didn't cost me a penny. Happens to be I've got an urgent business meeting. If I don't attend it, I'm going to get fined $300. Fine. So therefore, that's a groma. That's a groma. It was goyim that caused, ultimately, that I'm going to lose elsewhere. But that's not called that the davening itself costs money.
Are you mechuyev to rent that plane for $300 if it's less than a fifth of your assets?
So maybe, yeah. So there is a whole shayla how far you mechuyev to go to davening. I'm just giving an example. Whatever, to buy a lulav, for example. The only lulav in the country costs $1,000, and you only own $3,000. You're not mechuyev to buy it. Al tevazveiz, the Gemara says, do not spend on a mitzvah yesu mechaymish. Seida, but if the lulav is for free, just that if I go and buy the lulav right now, I'm going to lose $1,000 because there's a bank fine which has to be paid today. So maybe that's not called spending $1,000 on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for free. Just that there's a cause and effect over here. Maybe that's a ve'efsha. Okay. So let's put the Shulchan Aruch for the moment on hold, and now we come back to our subject. So we saw in the Gemara, right at the top of Chof Ches Amud Beis. No, sorry, excuse me. Chof Vav Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanon. Ta'o v'lo yispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos mispalel b'leil Shabbos shtayim. Ta'o v'lo yispalel mincha b'Shabbos mispalel b'moitzi Shabbos shtayim. Shel Chor, without getting a moment involved for the moment with regard to Avdala. So here we have a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara, which is, if you miss out mincha, and now we know we're talking about b'shogeg or b'oinus, on Erev Shabbos, you do two Friday night davenings. If you miss out mincha on Shabbos, you do two Motzah Shabbos davenings. Now, why is that a chiddush? Because you're doing a different tefillah. I'm going to end up doing two Shabbos tefillahs, one of which is a replacement for a weekday tefillah. Or, I'm going to be doing two weekday tefillahs on Motzah Shabbos, the second one is going to be a replacement for a Shabbos tefillah, and the Gemara says that's okay. Zogt the Heilige Tosfos. Ta'o v'loi hispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos. One case. Ta'o v'loi hispalel mincha b'Shabbos. Mispalel arve shtayim. What does that mean, shel arve shtayim? Dehainu shel motzah Shabbos. You've got to do a motzah Shabbos, weekday davening twice. U'mavdil b'rishayim e'kavdala in the first tefillah, etc., etc., etc. Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda. Meirav Rabbeisai, this is a world famous Tosfos. It's an extremely famous Tosfos, and now we have the great zechus of learning it. Sorry? They're all famous, but some are more famous than others, as somebody once said. Is it all animals equal? Where were you brought up, Nachum? Who wrote the following words? All animals are equal, but some are more equal than others.
George Orwell
in Animal Farm. Didn't read Animal Farm in school? Didn't read Animal Farm.
He's just reading Parshas Noach.
Okay, fine. Good for you. Unfortunately, I was made to read Animal Farm in school. It's a book that makes fun of Marxism, communism, yeah. Okay, it's not our Indian. Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im ta'o v'lo yehizkir Rosh Chodesh b'mincha. It was Rosh Chodesh, one day Rosh Chodesh, and you did not say Yale v'yavoy v'lo yehizkir Rosh Chodesh. You did not mention Rosh Chodesh, which is another way of saying you did not say Yale v'yavoy in mincha. And now, are we doing Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef?
Yeah.
Yep. V'loy hizkir Rosh Chodesh v'mincha, says Rabbein Yehuda, loy yispalel oid balayla. You do not do a tashlumin whatsoever that night Mariv, which is Chol Motzer Rosh Chodesh.
This is the re.
Rabbein Yehuda. Why not? Says Tosfos, I'll tell you why not. The Lama Yispalo. What on earth is the point of davening again? Hari kva hispalo kol tfilas hamincha. He's already davened mincha. Mib'oid yoyim. Whilst it was day. Levad, besides for Rosh Chodesh, Shalai Hizkir, it's true. That bit he missed out. But Mincha he's done. So what has he not done? Yalav Yavai. Well, in Cain, Ein Marviach Klum. What does that mean, Ein Marviach Klum? He doesn't gain anything. Im Yachzor V'yispalel B'moitzoy Rosh Chodesh. If he goes and davens again on Motzer Shchedesh, why? Hare lo yazkir, because he's not going to mention then either oid Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. But v'yud ches, what does it mean v'yud ches? But Shmoina Esra kvar hispalel, that is daven. So don't tell me, well, he will gain because he's going to daven. What do you mean he's going to daven? He did daven. And let's press pause for the moment. Rabbein Yehuda is telling me a phenomenal chiddush. We're talking about, by the way, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, obviously, because if there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so you can't say, what am I going to gain? Of course I'm going to gain, because I'm going to do Yalav Yavai then as well. Fine, bless you, bless you, bless you. So if, however, we're talking about one day Rosh Chodesh, and Mincha, you didn't say Yalav Yavai, come Mariv, says Rabbein Yehuda, you just do one regular Mariv, no Tashlumin. Why? Because Mincha, you've davened. The one thing I missed out was Rosh Chodesh. So what are you going to say? So I should do Tashlumin in order to catch up my Rosh Chodesh. But when you do the Tashlumin, you're not catching up the Rosh Chodesh because it's Motzer Rosh Chodesh. As Ma Yarviach. Those are the Cree words. Einoi Marviach. He's not gaining anything. Now, before we discuss Rabbein Yehuda, the logic of Rabbein Yehuda, we have to immediately ask the obvious question, which is, what's the difference between that case and the Gemara's case? When you didn't daven, for example, on Erev Shabbos, or if you didn't daven on Shabbos itself,
you didn't daven.
Oh, so why don't we say there's no point in davening that night because you're not going to do a Shabbos Shmona Esra anyway? And the answer is,
you didn't daven.
Says Tosfos, V'loi Domi, and it cannot be compared in any way whatsoever, Lahod Omahocha, to that which we say over here, Ta'o, quote unquote, Ta'o V'loi Hispalel Mincha B'Shabbos. If you didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos, the Mispalel Arviz B'Choil Shtayim, Pirish Shel Choil, i.e., you're going to do 2 weekday Shmoina Esras. Why? Mishum Shaloi Hispalel Klal. Therefore says Rabbein Yehuda, don't worry, no problems mitzad the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a case where what? You didn't daven at all. Imkain Yarviach, that key word. Don't tell me that there's nothing to gain. Of course he'll gain. What will he gain? Tfilas Yudches Kishamispalel B'moitzoy Shabbos. He will gain the fact that he's davening Shmon Esra Motzo Shabbos Afal Pi, even though Shaloi Yazkir Shel Shabbos. Even though it's true, that I do admit, he's not going to make any mention of Shabbos. Had he davened on Shabbos in the correct times, he would have mentioned Shabbos. Ato Echot, Shimcho Echot, etc., etc., Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. He's not going to do that now because he's davening on Moitzoy Shabbos. But don't tell me that therefore he's not gaining anything. Of course he's gaining. What is that? What is he gaining? All Shmon Esra, because he never davened Shmon Esra at all.
How do we regard this mincha without Yalav
Yehuda? Oh, we'll come to that in a second. Now, says Tosfos ve'im toima. If you ask me the following question at one moment, v'haloi hu mispalel yoiser mima shehu chayev lehispalel. You're telling me, for a Shigemara, if you didn't daven Shabbos Mincha, you daven Motzei Shabbos twice. So we said, don't tell me you're not gaining anything, you are gaining anything, because you never davened and now you will daven. 1 second, you know something? You're gaining too much. My question isn't, what are you gaining? My question is, you're gaining too much. What does it mean you're gaining too much? Mispalel yoiser mimashu chayev lehispalel. He's ending up going to daven more than he was ever chayav to do so in the first place. Why? Sheloi hoya loy lispalel ki im zayin brachos. He was only ever chayav to daven Shabbos mincha, which has in it seven brachos. And now guess what? Vumispalel yud ches? Question mark. So says Tosfos, your answer is so good that in fact it's too good. What was the question?
Too much gain.
The question is, how can you daven on Motzei Shabbos? What are you gaining? So Tosfos says, no, don't worry, you are gaining because you never davened at all. It's not like the Rosh Chodesh story. So Tosfos says, 1 second. In fact, you're gaining too much. How can this possibly be considered a replacement for your mincha? It's not a replacement at all. This is seven brachas. This is 18. What's going on? Says Tosfos, don't worry. Bekach ein lochush. What do you mean, bekach ein lochush? With this, you do not to be concerned. That's not a problem. Shegam b'Shabbos hoyodin, even on Shabbos, by the strict letter of the law, you know what you should have really done? She yispalel kol yud ches. Very important halacha for us to know that essentially on Shabbos you should also have davened a Shmona Esra comprising of 18 brachas. Rak sheloi hitzrichuhu, but Chazal did not necessitate this mipnei hatoirach, because the toirach Shabbos people got lots to do, sudois long davening anyway, Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, Chazal didn't necessitate actually davening a Shmona Esra of 18. But you cannot say that the Shmona Esra of 18 is inappropriate to Shabbos. Essentially, it is appropriate. And not only is it appropriate, Chazal would have loved to have instituted a Shmona Esra of 18 brachas on Shabbos as well. For practical reasons, they didn't, because it's a big tircha. And therefore, Nimtzo Shemarviach, again that word for the third time now. Therefore, you're gaining kol tfilosoi.
Why didn't he mention the inyan of Bekashas? He gave the reason.
Yeah.
It's a tircha.
Right, okay, yeah, good point. Okay, so now, what's Tosfos saying now? Essentially, a 18 brocha Shmona Esra is relevant to Shabbos. For technical reasons, either because of a Torah, or as you point out, because of Bakoshes, therefore we don't actually daven that full Shmona Esra on Shabbos. But when you daven now Tashlumin on Motzei Shabbos, you're davening 18, you can't say that that's more than you were ever Mukhuyev in the first place. It's not more, because essentially you were Mukhuyev 18 in the first place. Therefore that's not called you're davening more than the initial Chiyev. In which case, your Tashlumin essentially is a perfect fit to the tefillah you missed out on Shabbos. Therefore, that's considered a gain, and it's a perfect match. Says Tosfos in conclusion, Avo, like we said before, Keshetoo v'loy hizkil shel Rosh Chodesh. But when, however, you did daven, you just didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, like in the case we mentioned before, comma, Kvar hispalel, comma, he has already davened, and imkay, now for the fourth time, loy yarviach klum, there's nothing to be gained. Im yispalel b'moitzei Rosh Chodesh. Period. Says Tosfos, v'hu hadin, the same would be true, imagine, im yispalel b'mincha b'shabbos yudches shleimois. Imagine you davened on Shabbos a Yud Ches Shleimois. What does it mean, Yud Ches Shleimois? A regular weekday Shmona Esra. But v'lo yizkir shel Shabbos. Ah, so what would you do on Motzei Shabbos? Nothing.
You've done it.
You've davened. Nira, it would appear de la Motzei Shabbos lo yispalel shtayim. Exactly the same as on Rosh Chodesh. De kvar hispalel yud ches brachas, period. Okay, so let's press pause. So Rabbi Yosef, you asked what's the svara over here now. So we have the din, now we have to work out the logic behind it. You have this fellow who did not say Rosh Chodesh, he did not say Ya'al V'yavoy, Rosh Chodesh Mincha. Rosh Chodesh Mincha. or for that matter, Shabbos Mincha, he davened Shmoina Esra, but he didn't mention Shabbos. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, as far as I'm concerned, come Moitzoi Rosh Chodesh or Moitzoi Shabbos, there is zero point in doing Tashlumin. He said it in two words, Einoi Marviach. You don't gain anything. What are you gaining? A Shmoina Esra? A Shmoina Esra I have in my back pocket already. The only thing I missed out was Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. And I'm not going to do that anyway in the Tashlumin. So what on earth is the purpose? Mash Enkein in the Gemara's case where I didn't daven at all on Shabbos. Never mind, I missed out a mention of Shabbos. I missed out the entire davening. So then, come Moitzoi Shabbos, I've got to do two. What am I gaining? Of course I'm gaining. Gaining a whole tefillah. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now, Tosis is going to bring an opposing opinion of the Rif. And he says, Umiu Berav Alphus, that's the Rif, Loi Mashma Kein. Rather, he holds that Afilu Hecha De'enei Marviach Klum, even when you're not going to gain anything, Matzrich, he still necessitates Leispalel Pam Acheres. And let's quickly read the Rif, because I'd love to finish this Tosis still today. Where do I see that in the Rif? So we put the Rif on the sheets, but maybe let's try and see it directly in Tosis, because Tosis quotes basically extensively the whole passage of the Rif. Vezeh l'shoinoi. Tosis is now quoting, quote unquote, the Rif. Vezeh l'shoinoi shekosav. This is the text of the Rif. Ahod ka'omar. That which we say in our Gemara. Mavdil Barishoino ve'einoi Mavdil Bashnia. Remember we said you make Havdalah in the first davening, which is your Marv, not the second. You know what the Rif says? What happens in the second case? The Gemara tells us, Ve'imloi Hivdil Barishoino ve'hivdil Bashnia. So the Gemara says, Shnia Olsalai, Rishoino Loy Olsalai. Why? Di'iboya lay, because it was required of him, La'akdumi, to give precedence, Tfilah Shnia Barisha. The second davening really should have been the first one. In other words, what should have been the first davening? Ma'ariv. Okay. Dehi choivo. V'kevim deloi avdil bereisha. Seeing as he did not do avdalah in the first fill of avdil bebasraisa, rather he made avdalah in the second davening. Goli daite. Same words as Rashi. He therefore has been megale his das. He has shown that what he's thinking. Dehach basraisa hi choivo. So he clearly demonstrated, if you put your Havdalah in the second tefillah, what have you shown? That what did you think is your second davening? You thought your second davening is the chayva, is the Mariv, which is not good. Hilkoch bo'i, therefore he is required, lemehader, to go back, velitzluye, and to daven, zimna achriti, another time, kedei lahakdim, in order to be makdim choivas shaite, the choiva of the time, bereisha, it should be first. So what did he do? He did tashlumin and then he did the choiva. But no, the choiva's got to be first. So you better stick a tashlumin after that. Fine, din number one. Then the Rif continues. That's if you put Havdalah in the second tefillah. And what happens if you said Havdalah twice? Ve'i avdil betarvayhu. This is the case that the Gemara never spoke about. What happens if you put Havdalah in both, which, like we once said, I could very easily hear that that's what you're supposed to do. Remember, we had a whole discussion, what was the Havamina? So maybe you did that, just like you got to do Yalav Yavoy twice. If it'd be Rosh Chodesh, maybe you should do two Havdalahs if you did that. Afal gav deloi mi boyalei lemeevad hochi, even though he was not supposed to have done that. Why are you not supposed to have done that? Because you're only supposed to put Havdalah in the Mariv. Remember we said it's not really part of the Shmoina Esra. So he shouldn't have done it. He's a naughty boy. But, loy mechuyev lahaduri. But he's not mechuyev to go back as a result. Why? Because we have no gilui das over here. If you stick your Havdalah in the second davening, then we have a big problem because there's a big gilui das. You have shown that what? Then what did you want to do first?
The
mincha, tashumin, and the second one was the chayva. Well, then you got to go back. But if you do Havdalah in both, so you haven't shown okay, that the first one is a tashlumin. So if you don't have to repeat it. Now the third case, ve'i loy avdil afilu b'chodem min hoin. And what happens if you didn't do Havdalah in even one of them? So we've had all three options now. You did Havdalah in the second instead of the first. Case number one. Case number two, you did Havdalah in both. And now case number three, you did Havdalah...
Neither.
And neither. Is loy mahadrinon lay... You would not go back. Why would you not go back? Because the end of the day, what do we paskin? To Tanya, Ta'ov Eloi Hizkir Havdalah B'chinin Hadas, Ein Machzir Noi, so you don't go back, Mishiyach Eloi Malachos. So remember, it's not the concern at the end of the day that you never said Havdalah. The reason why our Gemara says go back, and we discuss this at great length in Rashi, is because of the Gilui Das. If I have any reason to suspect, and not to just to suspect, I can see that's what you're trying to do, make the tashlumin first and the chayva second, then you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But if I said Havdalah twice, you shouldn't have, but it's okay. If I didn't do Havdalah at all, in either one, fine, so you're like a regular guy. I'm Motzei Shabbos, if I forgot to say Havdalah, you can always do it on the kos. Says Tosfos, ad kan l'shoinai. That is the end of the quote of the Rif. Now, what's that got to do with us? Alma. Says Tosfos, what do I see in the Rif? The matzrich he necessitates lehispalel zimna achriti. What happened in the first case? He did this gilui das. What was his gilui das? He unfortunately did mincha first and the chayva second.
Repeat.
Now the Gemara says one tefillah is good, one tefillah is not good. But the Rif is the one who finishes off the sentence and says, and therefore he will have to go and daven another tefillah. Now, 1 second. What's he going to do in that tefillah? What's he going to say? He's daven two tefillahs, and we said there's a terrible gilui das over here. What's the gilui das? The first one was the tashlumin. The second one was the chayva. That's why I put Havdalah in the second one. And the chayva can't be second. It's got to be first. Fine. So the second filler, which he did as a chayva, will now become the first. Okay? And we said, so therefore, what's he got to do now?
Another
Shmoneh Esrei. Another Shmoneh Esrei. Says, Tosa, I'm sorry to say, I don't understand. You're telling me he's going to daven again, af al gav, shelo yachzer v'yispalel pam shniya, Yaisa Mibarashaina. He's not going to daven any more or any differently in this brand new Shmoneh Esrei than what he did first time around. Period. What did Tosfos see in the Rif? It's a very long Tosfos over here. The first half of the Tosfos was Rabbeinu Yehuda. If there's nothing to gain, then there's nothing to gain. So it's Tosfos, but the Rif disagrees. Really? Well, what did the Rif say? Because the Rif said that for Motzei Shabbos, you did Shmoneh Esrei number one without Havdalah. Shmoneh Esrei number two with Havdalah. Then you've got to repeat now, do a Shmoneh Esrei number three. And what exactly are you going to do in the Shmoneh Esrei? Exactly the same as what you did.
First, number one.
Number one. So what are you gaining? Says Tosfos, what do I see in the Rif? Not like Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now what? That even if, as it were, there is nothing to gain, but if at the end of the day you messed up a Shmoneh Esrei, you've got to repeat it. Period. So we seem to have an enormous machloikus over here between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. Now, we're coming to the end, but let's just try and work out what could be the kishkas of this machloikas. The kishkas of this machloikas may well be the following. Most days of the year, you daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei like we did this morning. Comes Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Ya'alav Yovei. So, Moirai V'Raboisai, Yesh Lachkor. we can now wonder to ourselves the following fundamental chakira. Does Ya'aleh v'yavoy on Rosh Chodesh become part and parcel, an inherent chelek of the Shemoneh Esrei? Albeit only on Rosh Chodesh, because not Rosh Chodesh you don't have to have it. Or perhaps not. Or perhaps, no, it's an addition to the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shemoneh Esrei remains the Shemoneh Esrei that it was yesterday and it'll be tomorrow. Chazal instituted, you have to make an addition to your Shemoneh Esrei. What's the difference between those two tzadim? The difference might be Rabbein Yehuda and the Rish. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will tell us that it's not an inherent part of the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, have you davened?
Yes.
You missed out the addition. Well, it's bad luck. Because the second time round, you're not going to get that addition anyway because not Rosh Chodesh. Maybe meanwhile, the Rif turns around and says, no, it's not considered just an addition. On Rosh Chodesh, it becomes part and parcel, an inherent part of Shemoneh Esrei. Such that, if you miss it out,
you
haven't davened. Now, let's not make a mistake, by the way. Let's not make a mistake. What would be, for example, Rosh Chodesh morning Shachris? You daven Shemoneh Esrei and you forgot Ya'aleh v'yavoy and you remember 10 minutes later. What's the halacha? You definitely have to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Why? According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, you've davened. You just missed out the addition. So why can't I just say Ya'aleh v'yavoy afterwards?
Yeah, because it's not tashlum. You're in the zman to do it again.
Why I'd have to daven all over again? I davened already. I didn't say Ya'aleh v'yavoy. So say Ya'aleh v'yavoy. The answer is, there's no such thing as doing Ya'aleh v'yavoy not in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's for sure. That we mustn't make a mistake. Nobody ever suggested it's considered two separate entities. You can have one without the other. All Rabbeinu Yehuda is saying is that the tefillah is considered a tefillah. Now, if you remembered, whilst it's still a Zman tefillah, you've got to daven all over again. Why? Not that I need your tefillah so much. I need your Ya'aleh v'yavoy. But your Ya'aleh v'yavoy always has to be in the context of a tefillah. Fine. But we're not discussing that. We're discussing when you have now gone past the time. So Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, if that's the case, you've davened. So you can check that box. What did you miss out? The addition called Hazkoras Me'ein HaMu'ura. Chazal said you always have to mention the Inyan of the day. Peseda, it's very unfortunate that you missed it out, but there's no point. Those are the words of Tosas. Einoy Marviach. He doesn't gain anything by repeating Shemoneh Esrei. Now why? Because he's not going to get that addition anyway. Maybe the Rif will disagree, and the Rif will say,
He didn't daven.
It's as good as not davening. So therefore, what are you going to say? Second time round, he's not going to get the Ya'aleh v'yavoy back. Seder. But he'll get his Shemoneh Esrei back. Therefore, basically, Moirav Raboisai, as far as the Rif is concerned, there is no difference whatsoever between davening Rosh Chodesh Mincha and missing out Ya'aleh v'yavoy, or the case of our Gemara, not davening Mincha on Shabbos. It's exactly the same case. Why is it exactly the same case? Because the bottom line is, you haven't davened. So for the fact that the Tashlum in Shemoneh Esrei will be different to that which you should have davened, it doesn't matter, because Yarviach, you'll gain. What do you gain? Shemoneh Esrei. Give him daven. That might well be an explanation. It's not Muchach. There are other ways of learning. Okay, we'll press pause over here. So next time, which I guess will not be on Tuesday morning, be otherwise occupied, but on Thursday, Abolein Rateva, by that time, everybody will be sobered up, including Nachum, hopefully. Is Hashem. We will see on the shoot there is a Rabbeinu Yoina, and then we have to see how this all concludes, La Halacha as well. Is Hashem.
Gentlemen, I have to run. I have to get my